You try to stand up with your thinking falls down. Your thinking nods, your thinking goes to sleep, your thinking collapses. But eventually, man finds some logic to live by. He finds an ideology. He finds a concept of community life. He finds the concept of how the community life should be governed or ruled. And finally, he can be comfortable standing up in his thinking. And God says he made man what? Vector. A thinker. Made man a thinker. And he wants us to stand up in our thinking. But we need his help. So he takes us back from this posture that we are so comfortable in. But it's a miracle. It's a miraculous feat. It's done by nature that God gave us. And a baby knows the miracle of key. Every child that you see stands for the first time. Look at the expression on that baby's face when it managed to stand and not fall. Oh, that expression tells you something about that child. That child say, wow. Not with his mouth, but with his expression. Wow, I did it. And it may be shaking and nervous, but the moment, the instant to get that comfortable balance, that expression says, wow. I did it. And then look at you. Hey, ain't you clapping? Why are you not applauding? Praise be to Allah. Every creature knows this mode of prayer. Allah is saying to us that our mode of prayer is the mode that He created us for us. It's the mode that He created us for. And it's not just these rituals that you're doing. It's not just these things you're doing. But it starts with this. It starts with this. You're in the balance. And it starts with this. Okay. You want to think? Okay. Give it full attention. Not half attention. Give it full attention. Give it full attention, because if you don't, your thinking will not be able to hold you up like your nature. If you don't give your full attention to your origin, Kaaba, Qibla, symbolic of our origin as a community. Our origin as a community is in that sign called Kaaba and Qibla. Qibla meaning before. Before. And Allah says it is the most ancient of the houses made for the worship of God. And it is awwal al-bayt. It is the first of the houses made for the worship of God. So you're looking at the first house made for the worship of God. And it's a house. What that mean? Mean that you were there. That was your home. So actually we're turning toward our first home, aren't we? Yeah. Our little bait, the first home. Bait also means home in Arabic. Not house, means home. Baiti is my home. If I say baiti, it means my home. So God says of that house, it says our little bait. The first of the house is a house. But actually it means also first home. First home. So the first home for man is his home with humanity, with all men. That Qibla is a sign of the unity of all people. It is equally the home of white, black, yellow, red. It is equally all of our homes. It is all of our homes equally. Your home is not your home more than it is mine. It's not my home more than it is yours. It is our home equally. And this is directing us in our prayer, isn't it? We have to turn toward Qibla first back here. You're facing Qibla. And you're facing me, the one who's giving the khutbah. And the Qibla is in front of you too. Praise be to Allah. You have to think. Don't just exist. Think. Allah says He made us dhakar wa untha. He made us male and female. And dhakar means think. Oh, he didn't make the females a think. Yes. He said to them, and the believing men and the thinking men and the thinking women. Yes. They have that function too. But we are identified as the thinker. All right? Praise be to Allah. Wonderful. We are the thinker, brother. And you should be a thinker. You should think your way out of poverty. You should think your way out of crime. You should think your way out of ignorance. Because you're a thinker. And thinking is a key. It'll unlock any door if you think, if you keep working at it. Just don't give up. Be patient. Don't give up. It'll unlock any lock. And our life is filled with locks, problems, right? Filled with locks, problems. But don't give up thinking. Keep working your key. You'll unlock those locks. Don't depend on too much from the imam. The imam is mostly a sign. Most of that talk just misleads. Yes, most of the talk of the imam misleads. Don't guide you aright. And I think it's because the world is so much of a problem for the imam that he is entangled. The world has entangled him. And he can't even handle the world anymore. And he's trying to handle the world for you, and really he can't handle the world for himself. So he makes a mess of our lives. Most imams make nothing but a mess of our lives. They're not helping us. To help us, they have to help us with our natural life. Don't help me go to sleep on Vickers. Don't help me go to sleep in Sajda. I go in Sajda to rise up again better than I was before. I made Sajda. Now, if I'm going to put my head down for you and rise up worse than I was before, I'd rather not make Sajda. Leave me standing. Praise be to Allah. Dear believers, God wants us to know that the religions before Islam lost the way. And they went from creator to something else, to shirk. They went from creator to shirk. And your shirk means false belief, wrong belief in God. They went from creator to shirk. And Allah is telling us that creation that God made obeys God. And if you just obey the laws that He created for you, you will be in good condition. Muhammad the Prophet was in good condition when God chose him to be Muhammad the Prophet, the messenger of God. He was in good condition. And he had not gotten revelation. He was not belonging to a church or a synagogue. He was not following any religion. And he was in good condition. Why? Because his life was in the mold of behavior that God created for it. He was in that mold of behavior that God created for it. He wouldn't go against his better nature. He wouldn't go against his better moral nature. He wouldn't go against his better rational mind or rational nature. He wouldn't go against it. He would always follow the best of himself. And in doing that, he became the best. He became the perfect human being that God wants. And God says he's already lived among you a lifetime. And the lifetime is the lifetime of the natural man. I mean, as a natural man, he lived among you a whole lifetime as a natural man, and you didn't find fault in him. Before I called him, you had not found fault in him. The society of Muhammad called him the truthful. The society of Muhammad called him the trustworthy. And isn't that what it takes to make a society work for everybody? Trustworthiness. Somebody has to be trustworthy. Find one man or woman that's trustworthy, then that one can be our leader, and we can have the whole society beautiful and wonderful. But you can't have it until you at least have one person trustworthy. So actually, the condition for bettering the Arab people in the whole world was already there in Muhammad as an obedient man to the mold of worship or behavior that God created him in and for. Philosophical, but plain sense too. Praise be to Allah. Now, we make sense that, look, you've seen pictures of the womb. Science had to show it to us. We didn't know. All we know is when the baby's born, comes head first if it comes right. Right? Comes head first if it comes right. It comes head first. And the head is down, right? The head is down. And we take the baby out, and the baby got his head down in surrender. So actually, its birth into the world is a birth from the position of surrender. Huh? Now, do you think these signs are existing with no connection to what God revealed before or to what the great teachers taught before in the past of religion? I'll tell you, they have connection. And if they don't have connection, it's not revealed. God didn't give it. They have no connection, God didn't give it. They have connection. And what did the teacher, the righteous teacher, say to the rich man in the Bible? He said, you have to be born again. You know what he told him? Nicodemus, you have to be born again. And Nicodemus said, how can I go back into my mother? And the answer was not, he wasn't helped. He said, you should think. He thought about money long enough to get it. So he was given all the help he needed. Said, you have to be born again. Now, you're wise enough to make money. You should be wise enough to figure out how you're going to be born again. Praise be to Allah. Wonderful. No knowledge is more beautiful and more rewarding in terms of the pleasure you get from pursuing it and seeing how it evolves and how it weaves itself into a beautiful pattern. Witnessing that is the greatest pleasure I know. And that's the path to God. That's why it's so pleasant, because it is the path to God. And how do we know that? Muhammad the Prophet said, whoever goes out upon a path seeking knowledge for good purposes, goes enters the path of God. He goes out on the path of God. Praise be to Allah. Every creature knows his mode of prayer. So now we have seen the signs showing us that we went from a standing man and we returned to the posture of a baby in the womb of his mother. Such that. Science gives a chance, shows it to you now. You can go look at the anatomy. You can go to Science and Industrial Museum, or you can go to a good encyclopedia, maybe even a big dictionary, and you can see the baby is in the womb, and how when it reaches that 9 months, 8 or 9 months, it's making sejda. Bent over just like we are. The picture is exactly what we do on the floor. That's the picture. So the question is asked in the scriptures that came before. How am I going to be reborn? Can I go back into my mother's womb? And then we're assured, make sejda. Make sejda. From your evolved position, standing position, go down to the knees. And accept that you at one time you couldn't stand on two, you had to go on four like an animal. That's submitting, isn't it? That's submitting. That's true submission. See, just to say I submit, that's just a statement. But if you recall that you once didn't have the ability to stand up like this, and you were crawling around on fours like an animal, and then you recall still further that once your head was rested upon the creation of God, and you had no ability to handle it yourself. Some of you all can get all of this. And it's wonderful. Your head was resting on the creation of God, like we rest our head, forehead on the ground, in sejda. You ain't holding it up. Allah's earth is holding it up. You're resting it on Allah's earth. So you're being reconciled again, what? With the original order of things created by God. Reconciled means you're brought back into working order and agreement with the things that Allah made for you to work with are to be involved with. That's what it means. You're going back accepting that God created this world, that God can rest my mind, God can rest my thoughts, God can rest my head, but I must rest it on what He did. He made the earth to give birth to me. And out of the earth, you will be brought forth. Huh? Praise be to Allah. And after we come up from sajda, we don't finish our prayer standing. We finish our prayer sitting. And we know kings sit and rulers sit. And what they sit upon is called the throne. Yes. So it's not a sign of what individuals can do or is expected of individuals per se, but it's a sign of what man can do if he returns to God. Not individually, but what man can do if he sincerely returns to God. He can go back and recall his evolution, the history of his rise, and he can make the proper connections, the true connections, and realize again, if he forgot, that God made all this possible for him. And it's God that will make other possibilities for him so that he can continue to evolve or continue to make progress as a conscious, rational, moral society. But it's not a picture of man alone, it's a picture of man as a pattern for whole society. You're listening? Not a picture of man alone, but a picture of man as a pattern for the whole society. Praise be to Allah. And this is in Scripture. Well, all that I'm saying to you is in Scripture. Now, I'm not saying anything outside of Scripture. Mr. Farad said, Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam, and we can prove it in no limit of time. Well, that's a little tricky there. I say to you that what I'm saying to you is in Scripture, and I can prove it to you in a limit of time. No limit means you may have to get a man forever. I say I will do it in a limited time. Praise be to Allah. Every creature knows this mode of prayer. Let's make connection with Scripture that came before. Jesus is supposed to have said to his disciples, I leave you this prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That's the prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Can't you see that that's what Muhammad is teaching us? That he's given us the understanding of all that. In fact, he's given us a tafsir on their knowledge. It's a commentary, it's a tafsir on their knowledge. Give us this day our daily bread. Can I be born again? How can I go back into my mother? It's answered in Islam. Give us this day our daily bread. It's answered in Islam. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Insha'Allah, thy will be done. Masha'Allah, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. When we look in the heavens, we don't see confusion. We see order. We see obedience to laws. And we see peace. It appears to be peace in the heavens. Peace. Give us a kingdom down here like that one up there. It was asked for by a man that was leaving them. He was leaving. He was going away. But he made that prayer and left that prayer with them. Now, where is the answer? I repeat, the answer is Islam. And in Islam, the Christians that followed Christianity or followed what they believed to be the teachings of Christ, the teachings of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, they did not know how to establish themselves in the world. They saw themselves as unwanted in the world, and they were mostly unwanted. They saw themselves as strangers in the world, and they were persecuted. And they were told that they would be persecuted. They say, render unto Caesar what is Caesar, and unto God what is God. So they accepted a divided world, didn't they? But they accepted that those who had the other part of it were the boss, were the bosses. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. What is that? Your money. Your taxes. The money he asked for out of your earnings. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God. Islam came and reconciled the two. No, the world belongs to God. Al-Ardu Masjidillah. The earth is the mosque of God, or the masjid of God. This is Allah, the Quran. So this is not Caesar's. This is Allah's mosque. What you're feeding on and exploring and using to make your... This money in Allah's mosque. This money belongs to Allah's mosque. Doesn't belong to Caesar. Belongs to Allah's mosque. So see how God come back and take back it, what the world steals from his devoted servants, takes it back from the world and gives it to the devoted servants in a, such a powerful way. Everything Caesar was claiming now is a mark. You see how come the followers of Prophet Muhammad were so successful? Within a matter of 20 years, they were the leaders in the world. 20-some years, matter of 20 years or more, they were the leaders in the world. Miraculous accomplishment. Because they were educated. I started off by saying what I said. I said, God doesn't need us to feed him. Let's make a connection. The scripture. It is said in the gospel that Jesus complained that he was hungry and nobody fed him. So what is the statement saying of Allah that he needs no one to feed him? What is it saying? That wasn't me. That's what God is saying. That wasn't me that needed, that said somebody, nobody fed him. That wasn't me.